health and fitness just doesn't become a priority.
I don't know what like switch in my brain, you know.
And that's not what it has to be like.
I personally would say like I'm a very like self-motivated person.
You don't need to do anything crazy.
It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. And today I have such a special guest. Please, everyone, welcome my coach, Laura Rose. Thank you so much for joining me on Loud Talk today, Laura.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
I'm so excited. I mean, we chat a lot, like all the time, but I'm excited to finally chat with you here. Yep. and kind of in this space. So to jump right into it, like, do you want to just, I kind of know your story, but do you want to just like let everyone know listening, like what your story is, how you kind of got into coaching in the first place?
Yeah. So I'm Laura, head coach at Lift Up Coaching. What we do at Lift Up is we basically help our clients get to whatever goal they want to get towards, whether it's kind of health focused, performance focused, etc. We help them do it in a healthy and sustainable way. So in my fitness journey, I've always had a big focus on habits, confidence, which is definitely a topic me and you both like talking about, and just really enjoying your fitness journey. So what's interesting is I never wanted to be a coach kind of growing up. It was never really on my agenda. Went to university and really suffered a huge knock in confidence. I'm sure maybe we'll kind of get into that, you know, in the podcast, what confidence means to me and stuff. But yeah, I had no confidence in my abilities, in myself, my appearance was rock bottom. Can't remember how I got into the gym. I think my boyfriend at the time actually pushed me to go. But I don't know, I just went to the gym and realized how good it was for my physical and mental health. Mm-hmm. So kept going, kept building consistency. And I won't kind of bore you too much, but I was in the gym one day and I was doing hip thrusts and these girls came over to me. I've told this story so many times on my Instagram, so someone watching may know this already. I talk about it a lot, but I was doing hip thrusts in the gym. Two girls came over to me and they said, oh my goodness, can you please help us? We feel really unconfident about doing these hip thrusts. Don't know how to do it. So we sat together for like 30 minutes going through it, and they left and they were so confident, so happy, completely different to how they were when they came in. And I remember messaging my boyfriend. I was like, I want to be a fitness coach. I want to give people that confidence. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? And
yeah,
I don't know, I just want to help people. And I guess what I did is fused my love for fitness and my love for helping people. And it just kind of went from there, really. But yeah, it was just seeing the smiles on their faces.
Mm-hmm. So what were you doing like at this time, like before coaching?
So I was in university.
Okay.
Gosh, I'm trying to think about the years now. It's a long time since I was there. But I was in university. I think I was just thinking about graduating. And I studied criminology at uni.
Wow.
So completely different. Yeah, many people were like, oh, you know, what did you do at university? And I say criminology. And they're like, that's random.
Yeah.
So I was graduating. I was building up my Instagram a little bit at the time as well. So I guess finishing my degree and starting to think about what I wanted to do next. But it took me actually a couple of years after university to get into coaching and finding exactly how I wanted to do it. But yeah, young and just in uni pretty much at the time.
Right. That's so interesting. Yeah. And I love how you like mentioned, you know, just giving like those girls their boost of confidence, you know, just by educating them. And that's so cool. And I do want to ask you, like, let's talk about your journey with confidence and how that kind of evolved over time.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want me to just go for it?
Yeah, I'd love to just like hear it.
Well, you can see my little thumbs up.
Yeah, anyone watching the video.
Literally anyone watching the video, I have reactions on, which I need to turn off. But no, anyway, so this would have been, I think, to be honest, confidence is a funny one because you don't always realize you lack it until something fundamental happens. And it was definitely going to university, being around different types of people. And funnily enough, actually, it was getting into my first ever serious relationship where I realized I lacked confidence. So I must have been 19, I think, at the time.
Okay.
And it was my second year of university. And I don't know what it was. I just realized I lacked confidence in my body. I lacked confidence in my belief of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, and I asked my partner, he doesn't mind me talking about this, but our relationship was really, really rocky at the time. Really rocky, you know, like he would be going out and I would be getting jealous, which I think is okay to say, you know, it happens sometimes. And I'd be jealous of the girls he was with and constantly comparing myself to them. And that would manifest into arguments. And it actually came down to a bit of a breaking point in our relationship where he's kind of said enough is enough. You either trust me or you don't. And
Right.
he could reassure me as much as he wanted. You're amazing. You're beautiful, and all that kind of stuff. But because I didn't believe it myself, didn't
Absolutely.
make a difference. Did not make a difference. So I actually remember once we broke up initially that I needed to do something. I was like, right, I need to find a way to improve my confidence. And that is around about the time I went to the gym. And what I think is really interesting about confidence, and we've had this conversation before actually on a previous kind of coaching call together, is that a lot of people think confidence is external only.
Yeah.
So the way you look. And of course, that is a huge part of it. I mean, I know you talk a lot about skin confidence and acne and your journey and things like that. So it's massively physical. But for me, it was also very internal. So not only did I lack belief in myself physically, but I really lacked belief in my abilities, my
Yep.
ability to stand up for myself, and all that kind of thing. So there was something about going to the gym that really changed that, because not only was I getting stronger physically, and of course, noticing the physique changes,
Yeah.
but as I got stronger in the gym, I became stronger outside of the gym. And just over the months, there was never a big defining moment where it suddenly improved, but just without me even realizing, I would stand up for myself. I would believe I could achieve more. And I guess really that's another reason that pushed me to become a coach, because I know what it feels like to feel really, really unconfident. So yeah, that's kind of it really. I mean, I don't know whether you want to talk much about the aesthetic side of things, but for me, it was always kind of struggling to gain weight, feeling kind of inferior, unwomanly, that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's kind of it, I
Yeah,
think.
and it's so interesting. Like, I know we've had these conversations about how so much of it is internal, and you're right that it's not really until like something maybe external happens that it makes you really realize how much work you have to do internally. Like with me and my acne, it wasn't like that's when I really realized like, okay, like, I've built up this confidence internally because no matter the external, like I'm still able to feel strong in myself. And as you mentioned too, like it doesn't happen overnight. And I think a lot of people, maybe do look for those quick fixes. And there are like definitely tips and tricks you can do, but it really just takes like time and work and just not necessarily like directly maybe working on it. But as you mentioned, like for a lot of people, the gym can really help. And there's also other things that can help too. And I want to ask too, because I know when I, when we first got introduced to each other, I really loved your perspective on coaching compared to like maybe more of the traditional coaching or what we see in media and we're in regards to beauty standards and all of that. So speaking of that, what's your kind of opinion on, I guess, kind of like conventional like diet culture and stuff that a lot of us kind of think that that's what we should be doing?
Yeah, I feel like I could talk all day on this topic. I think diet culture has made so many women lack confidence when they really don't need to lack
Right.
confidence. And I think a big issue with a lot of maybe conventional coaching programs are that a lot of them promise confidence from looking a certain way.
Right.
So, I'm not gonna sit through and name all of the insecurities that people could have, but it's look this way and you'll feel way better. Or you'll
Yeah.
finally have a great relationship when you look this way. Where you'll finally feel confident in yourself when you look a certain way. But the thing is, I personally think unless you do that internal work, you will never be happy and you will never be confident. As humans, we always crave more, right? So it's so easy to focus on the destination only and say, I'll be happy when I've lost this weight, for example. But I can almost guarantee, unless you spend the time really looking inwards and thinking about that internal confidence and self-belief and worth, even if you get to that goal, you're just going to be dissatisfied. You're going to want more. You're going to
Yeah.
want the next goal. So something we really do at Lift Up for our clients is we really, really focus on, okay, if you want to work towards an aesthetic goal, that's fine, because it's
Yeah.
also okay to crave confidence in that way, of course. But we have to look at the other things. It's interesting, actually, what you said there about acne is I almost feel like I'm trying to think of a good way to word this, but acne is that external thing that can manifest your unconfidence. So you can I'm trying to word it, but you'd feel unconfident for that reason, but it's also showing a lack of confidence inside. The acne has just brought that out of you.
That's what I meant.
Does
Yeah,
that make any
exactly. Yeah,
sense? Yeah, is
yeah.
that what you meant?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's, and your comparison there, like I've said those like exact words on this podcast even, like, when your skin clears up, you're not necessarily going to be happy. And just putting those timelines on yourself of like, okay, I'll allow myself to be confident. I'll allow myself to be happy when I achieve this goal. And that doesn't just go in like, this whole appearance thing, but it goes in, people do it with money and work and all of it. Like they're like, oh, when I make this amount of money, I'll be good. And it's like, as people, as you mentioned, like we're always going to be changing those goalposts, and it's like
Hundred
a
percent.
moving
Yeah, it really
goalpost.
comes into even, on Instagram or this podcast, for example. It's so easy to say, I'll be happy when I get this number of listeners,
Oh,
or I'll be happy when I get these many subscribers. And
yeah.
I was listening to a podcast once. I cannot remember which one it was, which is really unhelpful. But he would got to a million YouTube subscribers, and he said for his whole life, that's all he was aiming for. That's what he wanted. That was his big thing. Got to a million subscribers. And it was a bit of an anticlimax. He was like, oh, okay, is this it? Is this the big feeling? And what he was reflecting on is that it was the journey, not the destination, that gave him so much passion. And it's the same with, maybe say you've got a fat loss goal, right? And you're going to spend 12 weeks getting towards that goal. I can guarantee you the happiness is going to come from the journey, not focusing only on the destination. And I think
Absolutely.
confidence, so many people say to me, especially if they're on a consultation call for coaching, what's the key to confidence? What can I do to feel better in myself? And like I said, it's can be looking a certain way, but I think it's that discipline. It's the feeling of, wow, I'm achieving something. I'm getting up and I've got more energy and I'm eating better and oh, my skin's clearer, things like that. And it's really focusing on those small things. It's kind of casting, and again, another podcast. I do like podcasts. Another podcast I was listening to was talking about casting votes for your future. So every time you wake up and you go to the gym, you're putting in a vote, that ballot. And every time you do something that's really difficult, maybe like changing your nutrition or whatever it may be, you're casting votes for your future. And it's doing those types of things that give you confidence, I think, anyway, that are the most important.
I totally agree. And like you were talking about the journey, I remember like I experienced that, like especially with social media and followers. Like when I hit 100K on YouTube, like I had been waiting for that the whole time. I got my plaque, which was super cool, but it's like
Yeah, of
once
course.
it's there, like the next week after, I didn't care about, like, not that I don't care about the subscribers anymore, but it's like,
Yeah, I know
but it's
you.
like, okay, like what's next? Like then
Yeah,
it
100%.
doesn't seem as like huge as it once did. And
Yeah.
it's funny you mentioned like it's the journey, not the destination, because I actually like had that quote in my grad speech, like in high school. So,
Oh.
like it's just been like a revolving
Yeah.
like mindset for me. And yeah, I think like a lot of the times we have these conversations and we're like,
Yeah.
we think the exact same way.
Yeah.
But
Literally, for the listeners, we have said so many times when we're on a catch-up call, why is this not a podcast? Because these are the types of things we talk about. Yeah.
Absolutely. We could have like weekly episodes, honestly. But
Literally.
no, it's so true. And I even think like not just like for a confidence journey, but anytime you're going through something hard, I think a lot of people try to think of like, well, I'm just never gonna get to that end destination, or I just can't like be happy. But I think with anything, I mean, like even if you think of it like as like a breakup, like when you're really down, right,
Yeah.
and really lacking confidence, like the only thing you can do to make yourself feel better is go right through it. Like you can't avoid it, you can't, pretend. Like you can only do that for so long, but you really just have to go right through it. And it's that just everyday process, day by day by day, you'll just feel a little bit better, a little bit better,
Yeah.
and that's what
A
will build
hundred
that
percent.
confidence up.
Yeah. I've had clients before who, there's so many got more goals than losing fat, but this client specifically was trying to lose fat and she had a big goal ahead of her. And she said to me, she said, it's so scary and it feels so long. And I know I feel so much better when I get there, but I just can't do it. It's just too difficult. It's going to take too long. And the thing is, you really have to ask yourself, what's harder? Continuing to feel unconfident, continuing to lack belief in yourself, or continuing to not be happy with where you are, or do the hard things like going to the gym, like working on your mindset, et cetera, that actually will give you a huge result or benefit. You know what I mean? So yeah, 100%. The conclusion is focus on the journey, not just the destination, and your confidence will improve day by day. And I often say to people as well, if you're starting a fitness journey or starting a degree or starting something that's quite long, is you're not going to feel confident straight away. You are probably going to lack self-belief. You don't have to have the confidence to start, but you have to be willing to start in order for the confidence to come, 100%. So, if there's someone listening to this podcast who has a goal or has a thing they want to do, just do it because your confidence, I promise you, will come over time, even if you don't have it now, which is important.
Absolutely. And what are your thoughts to anyone listening who, maybe does have a goal in mind or something, but maybe that goal is more driven by beauty standards and what they think that they should be doing, and not just like aesthetically, but also just like what they should, I should be waking up at 5 a.m. and going to the gym and doing this, diet and this and this and this. So what would you say to anyone who maybe their goals are more driven I don't want to necessarily say more from a toxic place, but it's not necessarily their like wants. It's what they think they should be doing.
Yeah, this is such an important question with the rise of TikTok. TikTok's fantastic, but there are a lot of being that girl and working towards this routine. And first of all, I think there's nothing wrong with having aesthetic goals. You know, I have an aesthetic goal at the moment. I'm trying to build muscle. You know, I'm on a building journey. It's fine. But my advice would be it's got to come from a positive place, or at least a place of respect for your body, not a place of self-loathing. Or you've got to understand that the way you are right now, you don't have to love yourself every day. You don't have to love your life. You don't have to believe in yourself every day. I think sometimes that in itself can be toxic. You know, you must love yourself all the time. You don't have to love yourself all the time, but you do need to respect yourself. So you
Absolutely.
need to work towards goals which are going to be good for you, not good for someone else, or not goals that you think are just going to make you fit in. Try and do it for the right reason. It's really difficult to identify if a goal is coming from a negative place, but I don't think enough people stop to actually take note of that or kind of ask those questions. And I guess my second piece of advice as well is just do it in the right way that works for you. Understand that, especially in the context of fitness, everybody is different. You know, your nutrition focus that we have and your training focus will be different to lots of other people because what works for you might not work for them and vice versa. So if you're scrolling on TikTok and you see these morning routines that have 10 steps and you're thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I've got to be at work by 9 o'clock, I haven't got time to do all of that, that's okay. You don't have to jump in and do everything at once. Do what works for you. And obviously take inspiration from the things you're reading online and these beauty standards and all that kind of stuff, but craft it towards you. And that's one of the biggest things we do at Lift Up is personalized focus. You know, there's no point of saying you're going to go to the gym 5 days per week if you simply don't have time for that. It's the quality of what you do. So yeah, do it for the right reasons and do it in the right way for you, which is difficult to know what that actually is and what that means. But over time, you can find that from the mistakes you make. And I guess that's another tip as well. You know, if you feel like you're making mistakes towards your goal and things are going wrong, try to see that as a lesson to learn from. Don't know if that answers the question, but
No,
yeah, I think those things are
absolutely.
important.
And I think too, like, there's so many, obviously, like with social media, like you mentioned, right? Like all these routines, and they definitely are, like, I would say really glamorized in a way. And that whole idea that you have to be at your 100% and like feel good every single day. And unfortunately, it's because like people just don't show like the other side of it, right? Like most people don't
100%.
film a vlog and they're like, I do not want to go to the gym today, but we're gonna do it anyways. Like they're gonna be like, they just don't post that, right?
They don't show you the days they miss, or they don't show you the other types of morning routines they have. And there's this quote, and I'm going to butcher it now. It's something like, if you gave 40% today, but that was all you could give, then you gave 100% today. And it's the idea that, yes, of course, we shouldn't mistake that for not pushing yourself and not giving yourself a little bit of tough love. But if you're doing the very best you can, that is absolutely more than enough. And again, that's another thing which is going to help your confidence. Holding yourself to a ridiculously high standard is just going to make you feel worse. But if you actually try and find a balance between, I'm going to push myself, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to do the hard things that are going to make my life easier, but also then giving yourself days off, you know, I think that's the key to feeling confident. That's the key to getting to where you want to be, is just being realistic. You know, so many people think with fitness that you have to absolutely run yourself into the ground, restrict your favorite foods, be miserable. That's not what it has to be like. I think true freedom and true confidence comes from doing what you think is best for you, not for anyone else or what you think anyone else wants you to be doing, you
I
know?
absolutely agree with that. And I think too, like exactly what you mentioned there, giving 100% of what you have that day, and some days, you just don't have anything. But then it's like, okay, what can I do today? Maybe it's just like, instead of going to the gym today, I'm just gonna do a walk, 'cause like I just don't have it in me, right? Like we all have, I mean, and I've talked a lot about this. I don't think we've had this conversation, but a lot with like my friends and family and people just asking about like my coaching journey and stuff. And I was actually having this conversation yesterday. Like I would say I'm a very like driven, self-motivated person, and I've always given 100%, 110% of like into my work and everything. But something I like always wanted to prioritize, but just never did prioritize like consistently, I would say, like it would come in waves, would be my health and fitness journey, my sleep, stuff like that. And this year, I don't know what like switched in my brain, probably a combination of like us crossing paths, and I always think like everything happens for a reason in that way. But now, like I so much more realize, like, if I'm not taking care of my body, even in the simple things of just like sleeping enough, sleeping at the right hours of the day, because I know that affects me a lot. Like all those things, then I can't be 110% in my work, you know, and it is going to affect me in the long run. And I'm going to catch a cold and be down for a week. So then it's going to put me even more behind. So now, like, that's become my top priority. And it's like, although school and work is important to me, I am trying now to prioritize my sleep, my eating, you know, my fitness so much more because I see the effects of it. And that's why, like, I think for me, that part of my life didn't come as naturally. And that's where, like, you came in and really helped me just kind of have some accountability and just like even having these conversations every week with you. It's like, okay, this is why I'm doing this because it's truly just helping me become even more productive than I could have been before.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't. And health and fitness, they are the tectonic plates of our lives. I know that sounds very dramatic, but it really is true. You know, our health, physically, mentally, is so important. And a lot of people, I think, focus so much on the fact I need to work hard, I need to grind, I need to do all of these things. But actually, rest is one of the most productive things that you can do. 100%. I mean, even recently, you know, you've had so much going on, naturally risking a little bit of burnout, perhaps. And if we hadn't have pulled back and said it's okay if we just do a couple less sessions this week just to give you a bit more time to catch up on sleep and all those kind of things, you wouldn't be feeling as good as you are today, for example, you know? So being able to focus on those things. And the thing is, I think a lot of people think they don't have time for things like that, but you've got to carve out the time, you know, even if it is, like you said, just going to bed a little bit earlier to get a few more hours in, or focusing on your sleep hygiene, or drinking a little bit more water. It doesn't have to be anything extreme, just small little lifestyle changes. And I guess one other thing I like to do as a coach and what we focus on at Lift Up is making health and fitness simple. Because when you're online, we've discussed already, you know, these videos and there's so many people and so many influencers telling you what you should be doing. But really, just a few small lifestyle changes can make a massive difference to your life 100%. And you can't pour from an
Totally.
empty cup, like I said, you're 100%.
For sure. And I think, yeah, you hit it on the hammer on the nail there. Like, it can be so overwhelming. And I think I've even sent you a few things and it's like, you should be eating this and this, but then another video is like, don't eat that. Eat the, you know, like it's like all
Yeah.
these things.
Yeah. You sent me a video once. Can't remember what it was about now. And you were like, is this right?
And
Or is
like,
this true?
you're like, don't even worry about it. Like you're doing fine, you know? So I think it's like, and I think the internet too does a lot of like fear mongering, like especially around workouts too, like don't do this workout
Oh,
and don't
yeah.
work out at this time of day, do this. And it's like what I really like about, you know, our program here, like with you, it's you do really build things around like people's schedules to make it work. And you know, it may not be perfect, but it's like as best as we can do it for because everyone has different lifestyles. And as you said, not everyone can work out 5 times a week, and that's fine. And in terms of like sleep, like now, like I mean, you know this now, like I have kind of a strict deadline of like 9:30, I'm like in bed, like falling asleep. And we talked a lot about which I want to kind of bring this subject back up again here. I think this was last week. We talked a lot about, you know, how it's so easy for us to deny like ourselves like the sleep and the rest. But I would say like if I had a meeting at 9:30, I would not miss it. I wouldn't just like not show up. But it's like, why am I not showing up for myself to get the rest I need for the next day, right? And kind of making that physical block in my calendar of like I am booked after 9:30 on.
Treat it like a job, because what job is more important than taking care of yourself? And I know not everyone has the same 24 hours in the day, and we can't all be so specific about rest times and all that kind of stuff, but you have to try and take control. And I think the mistake a lot of people make is they find time. So, oh, if I have time, I'll go to the gym. Or if I can finish work early tonight, I'll hopefully get a couple of more hours sleep in or whatever. But you have to carve out the time for yourself and actually make
Absolutely.
that time. And like you said, you know, I wouldn't miss this podcast meeting. So why should I just be missing the gym? And obviously it's going to happen sometimes. Absolutely. But trying to, I'm going to hit you another quote. I can never think of off the top of my head, but they're somewhere. Imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. So if you try and do everything perfectly and you try and get everything done and you have that all or nothing mindset, which is a mindset that a lot of people struggle with, you know, if I can't do this 100%, I'm not doing it. You are not going to get to where you want to be. You're not going to feel good. But if you can learn to just give as much as you possibly can and understand that that is enough, it becomes so much easier. You know, and I
Absolutely.
see it a lot of the time with nutrition when it comes to clients. Say if they are on a a muscle building journey and they're not getting their protein in, they'll just give up and they'll say, well, I can't do it. But it's like, can we make the small changes? You know, which is so important. I guess it's the same with sleep as well. If you've had a couple of nights of rocky sleep because you have been busy, you know, you've got the rest of the week to turn it around. So I think it's just trying to overcome that all or nothing mindset, which holds a lot of
Definitely.
people back without realizing.
No, definitely for sure. And just like that, like you mentioned with like the gym, right? I think a lot of it stems from in our heads, it's like an optional thing because like it is, you know, and at the end of the day, we have to make a choice. But it's like you also have the same choice every day, like if you're gonna go into the office or not, but you don't doubt that in the morning, you just get up, get ready, and go to work, you know, because it's just what you're doing. But all of a sudden that mindset really quickly changes when it's like about like the gym or you know sleep because it's like well I could get up and go but like I'm just not going to right so but I also
Definitely.
think that might stem from like maybe again like a lack of confidence like a lot of people don't want to go to the gym because like they feel like they're doing everything wrong and I mean like I never had that like fear maybe in the beginning when I started like 2 years ago and going with my brother but even now like I'll send you videos and like we're working on my form to this day right so it's like a work in progress and I think so many of us go and this is not just like the gym but anywhere we're going in life like and even scrolling online like we do this whole comparison of thinking everyone around me is like happy confident and just like feeling so good and I'm the only one feeling like insecure but
So not true.
yeah, like probably everyone at the gym is probably looking around and doing the same thing, you know? So.
I always say this to people who suffer with gym anxiety is, and I don't know whether I made this saying or not, but spotlight syndrome is what I call it. And it's the idea that you're going into the gym and you think everybody is looking at you, everybody is judging you. And to be honest, I think a lot of people can get this outside of the gym as well, you know, going to a party or an event, you know, you think everyone's going to be judging you. And actually, I think more people are worried about themselves that they don't have time to even look at you or make note of you. I mean, how many times do you walk down the street and look at someone's skin and make a judgment or look at their clothes or look at the shape of their body? You know, can you remember anyone in the last week who you've seen
Well,
and made such a, you know?
and that's the thing, like you don't remember, like even if you do like observe like something in someone, like you see it and then you just move on. Like it's not like you don't go to bed thinking, wow, that person like you know, they had like bad skin or like no, like you maybe if you see it in the moment and then it's like 5 seconds later you don't even remember them, you know, but
I did a post about this recently, actually. It was to a beautiful audio which I found on Instagram, and it's really, really good. And it was saying that type of thing. You know, of course we're going to notice people as humans. We are going to notice things, but they're never going to make a big lasting impact. And I think we think it's so much worse than what it actually is. So you're going into the gym and you think, oh my gosh, everyone's looking at me and now they're judging me because I can't do this properly and I don't know what I'm doing. And you just have to push past that. And I think the thing with confidence, and you know, gym anxiety, things like that, you just have to fake it until you make it, until it comes. And people will say to me, you know, I need to overcome my gym anxiety so I can get in the gym. And I often say to them, I'm so sorry to break it to you, but you're gonna have to go in and be scared because you've got to do things that are nerve-wracking. I mean, even this podcast today, I've never done a podcast before, slightly out of my comfort zone. Yeah, never done one before, but you've just got to go for it and you've just got to do it. And that literally manifests in so many different things in life. You just have to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and go. And a lot of the people who I coach who have gym anxiety, a couple of months down the line, they're smashing it. They're walking in. You know, it's like they own the place and,
Well, and like you
you know, really
saying
confident.
literally right now, you're saying, well, I've never done a podcast before. Like, I would have never known that because you came in here like confident and it's the whole like you know even just like the fake it till you make it like you just have to show up and most people won't even like recognize that fear insecurity or like anxiousness in you because you just like are just doing it so I think that that's so important. I do want to ask you like what do you think like from your experience with your clients what do you think are the top reasons why people don't kind of put themselves first in that regard and just kind of put health and fitness as like a second priority rather than their work.
I think the first one obviously is time. I mean, we've spoken about this a little bit already, but I think we have a lot of priorities in life. And I guess this kind of leads on to number two, time and priority. Health and fitness just doesn't become a priority. No, and I often say this to people who inquire for coaching who are maybe mums or nurses or anyone in a profession where they have to care for people in their job, pretty much, is we give so much to other people. You know, we're okay to give up time to see a friend if they need us, or we're okay to give up time if our boss tells us that we need to spend 2 more hours at work. We're so happy to give up time for those things because they are a really high priority.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't make time for the gym because they don't prioritize it. They don't see it as something that actually is that important.
Right.
If you know what I mean? But like we said earlier, you know, health and fitness, tectonic plates, so important. And the more we spend time there, the more work we give, mm-hmm. the happier, healthier we're going to be. So yeah, definitely time, definitely it not being a priority. I suppose one, which is kind of not massively on topic to what we've spoken about, but is education. You know, health and fitness is quite a challenging topic mm-hmm. with Instagram. And I mean, I've been part of the industry now for about 10 years. When I started, not many people spoke about it online. So it's definitely great that it's become more popular and there's more information out there. But now there is so much information, it's really hard to know what that actually means for you. So I think the thing that stops a lot of people is just not knowing. Yeah. You know, how are you meant to have confidence in yourself if you don't even know how to get there? So yeah, definitely education. And I think as well, another one is, and this is where the tough love coach in me comes in, is just not being willing to put the hard work in.
Right.
You know, if it's hard, it's probably because it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of people want to stay inside their comfort zone and want to live an easy life. But in order to live a good and easy and happy life, you do have to go through harder times. So I suppose it's them transfixing a little bit on the instant gratification.
Yes.
What's going to make me feel good right now? But what's actually going to make me feel good in, you know, tomorrow or in a week's time, month's time, a year's time, yeah, or 5 years' time? So this is what I really try to do in my own fitness journey, is not always think about what I want in that exact moment, but think about what's going to benefit me in the future. And it goes back to that kind of idea of, you know, someone looking at a goal ahead of them and saying, you know what, it's going to take too long. It's going to be too hard. I just can't do it. We want something now. But unless you're willing to start mm-hmm. and put the time in, you're not going to get there. So yeah, I definitely think it's kind of a wanting to take the easy route that maybe stops a lot of people. Have you got any others, do you think, that you think of?
I was even just going to say, like, you know, what if anyone asks you, like, Laura, like, I am exhausted after a full day, like a full day of work. Like, the last thing I want to do is go to the gym. I just want to, like, go home, you know, sit on the couch and just put on, like, my favorite show. So, I mean, yep. I have, like, my opinions on that. Like, I think a lot of people, and this just goes outside of, like, health and fitness, but I do think a lot of people live for the weekend, or, you know,
yep.
Just kind of, you know, during the week they go to work and then they come home and they wait for the next work day. And I think, in my, like, personally me, but I, obviously everyone's different. Like, for me, anytime I do set plans, like after work or, you know, kind of have other things going on, I find, like, the busier I am, the more time I make for things. And that kind yeah. of re-energizes me even more. But what's kind of your advice there?
Yeah, I think it's a really tricky topic, actually. And kind of controversial in some ways, I suppose,
yeah.
because you want to stay to work harder and to make that time and to push to do it. But I also understand it's so difficult when you're giving loads and loads of hours, which is why the way we do things at Lift Up is so personalized, because not everyone can go and, you know, go to the gym for 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think you agree, you know, a lot of people, we wake up, we rush out of bed, we eat breakfast really quickly, get ready, go to work. We spend all day at work, work finishes, we come home, and then we're just exhausted. So we kind of do nothing until we go to bed. And it's that repetitive cycle yeah. living for the weekends. And I think what more people need to do, and I guess this is getting a little bit deep now, is just start living mm-hmm. a little bit more and carving out that time. So for example, in the morning, a lot of people say, I just don't have time to go to the gym. But what about if you got up an hour earlier?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't do this anymore because it doesn't suit my current lifestyle. But through lockdown, I did 5 a.m. club.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. You just
yeah.
get up.
So
yeah.
So it's kind of the idea that you get up at 5 a.m. and you do 3 tasks before work.
Yeah.
So it's kind of that idea of, like, you're going to do 3 things for yourself. So for me, it was, I think it was like 15 minutes of reading or 20 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of yoga. And then I also did a workout at home at the time. Throw back to training from home.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, you know, and obviously the coach in me would say, only get up an hour earlier if you are getting enough sleep and enough yeah. hours in. Obviously, if you're going to bed really late in the day, you're going to have to make sure you get sleep. But it made such a difference. And I would finish that hour and then I would start getting ready for work. And it's like, wow, I feel like I've already had so much of a day, you know,
yeah,
and it's doing little things like that that makes a huge difference. So yeah, for people who say they don't have the time, I understand it, but you're just not making the time. And it's the same as after work, I suppose. And I guess it's that idea of, you know, Netflix, lounge on the sofa, sometimes it's so needed. And that mm-hmm. could be an amazing form of self-love. Just relax, listen to your body, do whatever. But a lot of the time, I think if you can just push yourself and just have that little bit of discipline to get to the gym, you will feel so much better. And, you know, I guess this saying isn't 100% correct all the time, but I don't think anyone ever really regrets a workout. I mean, I'm sure there might be some people listening who have regretted a workout every now and again, but you don't often finish a workout, even if it's not the best one. And you don't often think, oh, well, I wish I hadn't bothered. It's often like, okay, well, that was hard, but at least I came and I got something done. It's that kind of, you know, imperfect action. So I guess it's just thinking about the lifestyle you want for yourself. And you can always find time to watch Netflix, maybe when you get back from the gym.
Well, yeah,
But
that's
yeah,
what
I
I was gonna
think,
say.
yeah.
Like, maybe instead of doing like 3 hours of lounging around that night, you carve out an hour for the gym. But like, as you said, some days, like, that's so needed. Like, we can even touch on like this month, like Laura knows I've been traveling like crazy, and then I got sick, and it's just been like one thing after another. And on our call last week, like we were, and this is what I appreciate with your coaching, it's like it's very realistic, and you're like, okay, then this week, like what we're gonna prioritize is your sleep and your eating. Like, we're bringing back down to the basics, make sure you're resting enough, like listen to your body, and then it's not like I didn't get on the call and you weren't like, well, you missed your workouts, like you better catch up, like it wasn't
You
that.
know what?
So
And yeah, sorry, I interrupted you, but enough
no, go
people
for it.
have that kind of negative voice already in their head. You know, this is bringing it way back to what we were saying about the difference maybe between some coaches and what we do at Lift Up is, you know, some coaches will tell you off for not getting to the gym or expect you to always be perfect. And the thing is we often have that negative voice in our head enough. We don't need it from someone else. What I try to do is I come in and I say, you know what? It's okay if we miss this. And again, it goes back to that all or nothing mindset. If you have the mindset of like, I can't miss a session, and if I'm going to do this fitness thing, I must go X many times per week. I must cut out my favorite foods. The minute you can't do something, which is fair enough, because often it's a really hard expectation you're putting yourself, the minute you can't do that, you throw in the towel. And it's like, oh, well, I can't do it now. And that's why people say they don't have time for the gym, or they don't have time to work on their health or their wellness, is because they perceive what they have to do as being far too difficult for them. But honestly, for, you know, anyone listening or watching this podcast who's unhappy or feels like they really need to work towards a goal, I almost guarantee you, if you just changed two small things or even one thing, like if you walked a little bit more or you maybe ate a little bit more protein or you started doing exercise, you would start making progress. You don't need to do anything crazy to change your life. And of course, there's going to be more extreme approaches for some people at a certain time, but it's just changing a few things. And that's why we have such a big focus on habits, because we've not even mentioned that already, really. I think discipline and getting to the gym and trying to remember your whys, et cetera, and instant versus delayed gratification. That's one thing, but just creating habits is another. You know, so spending time doing it long enough, thinking ahead of time, you know, when can I train this week? Or when could I go and get my food shop done? So important. And before you know it, it becomes part of your lifestyle. And again, linking back to the destination, not the journey, try to not think of your fitness goals or health and wellness goals or whatever goals as a destination. Think of it as a lifestyle. So yes, okay, it's great if I end up looking a certain way or feeling better in my skin, but it's like, wow, I want a lifestyle for myself where I feel happy and I spend time, you know, working on my goals. So yeah, lifestyle, really important.
And also, like, if you do have like an aesthetic goal, like, yeah, as you said, like that's totally fine, but it's like I doubt that once you get there you're just gonna be like, all right, done, like never working out again, never,
Oh
like,
yeah, it doesn't work
it
like
doesn't, like, it just
that.
keeps building. And that's the whole important thing with habits. And I think too, like, for anyone who is really like, like this is not for me, but I want to start something, like you can't just like flip your life around 180 like the next day, because I think you're just gonna like really resent it, and it's really gonna feel like a chore. But if you just
Yeah, we see
like
that
those
all the time.
small like little things like you mentioned, right, like just building the habits. And I really like that when we started out, like, yeah, the first month, like you really just focused on those habits with me. And now, like, I've been doing all this traveling, and all I know I said, like, once we get back to March, like I can get back to my regular routine. And although these trips are so fun and I'm like so excited for them, there's a part of me that like craves that like routine again of just like my normal eating. And because I do just feel so much more energized when I'm just doing that. So it's crazy, like as you said, like you start to see the effects, like in the long run. It's not necessarily like in that moment, the instant
Yeah, that's what I was going to
gratification.
say. A minute ago, I was going to say I've noticed it in you. You know, you said earlier on in the podcast that you before just weren't prioritizing it and finding it hard to. And I mean, you work so hard. I've told you that many times. You do so much. And you're a really hard worker. But now it's just second nature, isn't it? Like you said, you're away for a trip and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get back to the gym. And you are not not, I don't think, excited to get back to the gym because it's like, oh yay, I'm going to look a certain way in X number of weeks' time. You're excited to go and have fun in the gym and have that kind of movement, those endorphins, and you know what I mean? That's why you're finding so much enjoyment in that process that it becomes a lifestyle. And this is the thing, I mean, maintaining results is a whole other podcast I could talk about. But if you, again, let's just say fat loss because it's just an easy example. But if you have a fat loss goal, the habits, the routine, the lifestyle you use to get there is something you will have to continue doing even when you get that result. And some people might think, oh gosh, that's maybe I won't bother then. That sounds like a lot of work. But by then, you'll love it. It will become like second nature. You know, yeah, life will, you know, the program itself will have to change a little bit because you're
For
not in fat loss
sure.
anymore, but you're still going to have to move your body and stuff. So, and I can't even remember who I was having this conversation with, but again, not to deep it too much. But as we get older as well, you know, these are the things that are really going to like help our quality of life.
Definitely.
So, yeah, so much just more prioritization and more value needs to be placed on them.
In investing in yourself. And now, like, I literally, like, I'm going throughout my day and it's like I look for, and even though, you know, like there's this routine in place, but I look forward to, you know, like my breakfast and then like having my coffee a bit later, and then I look forward to like having a bit of downtime before bed and going to bed early. Like now it's more like, you know, things I look forward to rather than like, oh, like I have to like go to bed earlier, like, oh, I have to do this thing. So it's just building
Yeah,
that.
like a
But maybe
chore.
like, yeah, exactly. But it's definitely building that up. And it's definitely interesting how we don't always, I mean, we don't prioritize it. Like, especially sleep, I feel like it's always the first thing to go out the window. And then it just affects us so much. And you've been
Yeah,
like
definitely.
really helpful with me in that, is like even when I'm having a hard week and maybe it's like, oh, like I, you know, I'd re like we really analyze like, okay, you know, with this week, is it better for you to spend that extra hour in the morning that you'd be going to the gym for, like sleeping, just to, like catch up on that rest? Or like, you know, obviously we don't want to be doing that all the time, but when it's needed. And also like,
It's being adaptable.
ex
Adaptability is
exactly,
such an important thing. In fact, that's probably another, I guess, tip for if you're struggling to prioritize these things, is be adaptable. There will, of course, be a plan A, what you ideally want to do to get to your fitness goal, whatever it may be. But there can be a plan B, a plan C. I mean, us cutting down a little bit on the workouts this month to allow you to travel, to allow you to not burn out, that is being adaptable. So you need to be willing to change your routine over time and understand that actually you're not doing anything wrong if things have to change. It's not that you're suddenly not working hard enough. It's that you do have other priorities, other things going on, and that you are going to have to, and I always say this in terms of results and strength in the gym and all this kind of stuff, it's never linear. It's always going to fluctuate. And that's actually okay. And the sooner you take that pressure off yourself to be perfect and for everything to be amazing and to work at 100% capacity, the harder you'll work, the happier you'll feel, and the more fulfilled and confident you'll be
Definitely.
by being adaptable.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And even just like the little things of like when we started, I was like, listen, Laura, like I won't run. Like I hate running, you know. And I think a lot of us, like in terms of like health and fitness, we look at it like we have to like almost punish ourselves in the gym, or like, you know, and right. And I told you straight off the bat, like I am not running. But then we like implemented swimming, which I love to do. So it's like just, and you know, maybe I go online and I see all these people running and I'm like, oh, that means I should be running to like be healthy. But it's not, it just doesn't fit with my lifestyle, and
So many
also
different
not
ways.
something I enjoy, so then I would just not do it, you know.
For every exercise or movement or something that you think you should be doing, there's other things you could do. So if you're not into running, swimming. If you're not into swimming, walking or weightlifting or group sports, you know, there's so much you can do. You don't have to be put inside a box, which I think is really, really important and just so important to understand is you've got to do things you enjoy. And so many people like yourself would come on a call to me and be like, so will I have to run? And I'll say, would you want to run? And they're like, no. And I'm like, okay, let's not run then. You know, let's do something else. You know, you don't have, it's okay. I'm not going to force you to do something a certain way. You know, occasionally I'll encourage people to give something a go if I think it will be good for them. But the big secret to getting results, I think, is just enjoying yourself. Honestly, like the big secret to any fitness goal I can think of is if you are enjoying what you're doing, you are going to do it. As humans, we're quite fickle like that. If we don't enjoy something, we often won't do it long enough. And of course, we've got to push through sometimes not wanting to do something, as we've spoken about in this podcast. But ultimately, you need to enjoy your lifestyle. You know, if you hated going to the gym and I was forcing you to do things you didn't want to do, you wouldn't be looking forward to going back.
No.
You know, you're looking forward to going back because we found a routine we enjoy.
Well,
yeah, and I think, yeah, go on,
and
on.
Sorry, that goes on, like, with food, too. Like, I think, like, you know, a lot, and even for me, like, it was tough, like, kind of finding, like a meal structure that worked for me, because a lot of times I'm like, well, I just, like, don't, like, not, like, I'm not a picky eater, but I mean, just, like, a lot of times when we think of, like, eating healthy, like, it's not necessarily, like, that satisfying food. And then we just end up not liking it, and then we'll just end up eating something else anyways. But
yeah,
it's just
100%.
Like finding ways to make your meals both, you know, in a way that fit your goals, but then also that you enjoy. And now, like, there's not a meal in the day that I don't, like, enjoy. Like, I enjoy all my meals, and like start to crave that more too. But even like, I always tell people this analogy with, like, sunscreen, right? Sunscreen is really important to apply, but I'm always like, the best sunscreen out there is the one that you're actually going to use, because there could be the best
True.
Protection sunscreen, but if you don't like the texture of it, if you, like, don't like the smell of it, whatever, like, you're just not going to use it. And then it doesn't
Yeah,
matter
that's
how
such
good
a
the
good
sunscreen
analogy.
is. Yeah.
I'm going to steal that now.
Yeah. Take it.
Such a good analogy.
I love how
That's
we
so
always
true,
do
though.
that. We're always, like, taking analogies from each other.
I'm sure you said something to me on a call, and I was like, I'm just going to note this down.
Yeah.
like a quote.
We always do that.
And
but it's so
and
good.
You're the client on a call, and I'm stealing quotes from you. But
so
no, it's so true, though. It's so true. It's just as simple as that. If you don't like it, you are not going to do it. And relationship with food is something that, honestly, again, I'd need another podcast for to go into properly. But that's one of our huge focuses at Lift Up, is you don't have to be miserable to work towards a fitness goal. And you do not have to cut out your favorite foods. In fact, I can almost guarantee if you cut out your favorite foods, you will not get towards your goal.
Yeah.
Because, okay, let's say for a week or two, you might be really well behaved, really good, and not have the things you're having, but your craving for them will only go up. They'll become what I would call a forbidden fruit. They suddenly become such a novelty and something so attractive that you're not able to help, that the temptation rises, right? And you have to ask yourself, why am I cutting this out? And I think it's really important to question yourself on those type of things. So it's like, why do you think you have to do this? I kind of mentioned this earlier, actually, when talking about why you want to work towards a goal. Often if you ask someone, but why are you doing that? They kind of stop and they're like, I don't know, because I think I saw it on Instagram, or maybe I should, you know, why are you cutting out chocolate? And they don't know the answer to it, because they're just doing something they think they should be doing. So yeah, enjoying the process is so important. And that goes into a lot of things in life as well, and not just health and fitness. Definitely, 100%.
I want to kind of pick your brain on, like, the whole idea of choice, and how you were talking about kind of how every day, like, I don't know how you worded it, but every day what you do, like, it's kind of an
Like a
investment to
vote.
your future. Yeah, a vote into your
Yeah,
future.
yeah.
Yeah. So a
Yeah.
lot of people obviously talk about, like, motivation, and, like, you know, I personally would say, like, I'm a very, like, self-motivated person, but what are your tips
Yeah.
for people when it's, like, because motivation won't always be there, right? So,
Yeah.
like, how do you kind of go about your coaching and, like, encouraging people when the motivation's not there?
Yeah. This is a big thing that we focus on. So it's the idea that motivation helps. It's
Yeah.
really great. I mean, if you can feel motivated, fantastic. I think one of the tips, actually, if you're lacking motivation, is to think why you're unmotivated. So let's just say, you know, it's a Wednesday and you really don't want to go to the gym and you have no motivation. Pushing past that motivation is something we'll talk about in a second, but ask yourself, why am I feeling unmotivated? Did I sleep enough last night? Have I actually drunk water today? Have I eaten? Have I carved out enough time? So I think overcoming motivation is actually thinking ahead and planning and being prepared, but it is also building those habits. So I have this graph, actually, which I show a lot of clients who join us when we do a welcome call. And it's the idea of kind of success on a graph, right? And when it's relying on motivation, you have sudden increases. In fact, I probably showed you this at some point, but it goes up really fast. And it's like sudden increases in progress because you're motivated. And then all of a sudden, it just goes flat line back down because motivation drops off. Whereas if we look at a graph for motivation, for relying on consistency and relying on habit building, it's almost like a staircase. So you're making small steps over time. So I guess if you're lacking motivation right now, a number one tip is to not go in too hard and not go in too fast. If you're someone who has gym anxiety, who can't really be bothered to go to the gym yet and doesn't really have a love for it, expecting yourself to go in and do barbell back squats, barbell RDL straight away in a 2-hour session is going to be completely unrealistic. Whereas if you say to yourself, okay, I'm going to go out for a walk for 5 minutes, or I'm going to go into the gym and do one exercise and leave. I know it sounds really silly and a bit might feel a bit of like a waste of time, but I'm going to be in the gym for 10 minutes and I'm going to leave. becomes so much easier, 100%. So yeah, definitely kind of easing in. Habits over time, so important. I mean, we've all seen the Gymshark 66 campaign, but it's true. 66 days to perform to form habits. If you stick to something long enough, it becomes easier. I think kind of standardizing your routine as well and thinking ahead. So say you train 3 days per week, if it's possible around your routine, can you start to go on the same days to get into a pattern? But then I think finally as well, it is that discipline. And I guess this is, again, sounds a bit tough love, but you are in control of your happiness. You have to take ownership of your future. When I was back in university, you know, like I said, I was so unconfident. I had a choice, and I really was given a choice then. I could carry on as I was, feeling jealous of every girl that my boyfriend spoke to, lacking confidence in every outfit I wore out, lacking confidence in my abilities to stand up to people, that kind of thing. I could stay there, which arguably might have felt like the easier option at the time, because it's like, well, at least I don't have to do any work, and I'll just be miserable, and I'll
Just
just
feel
accept my fate.
comfortable.
I'm never going to be confident. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy that a lot of people say to themselves. I'll never look this way. I'll never be happy. I'll never be confident. Or I could choose the harder option, address that lack of confidence straight on. And I remember sitting down and being like, what is going on, Laura? Like, why have you become like this kind of person? And putting those hours, and it's a completely different outcome. So I guess another thing is, and it might sound a bit dramatic just for going to a gym session, but I guess it's understanding that no one's coming to save you. Absolutely no one is. And we have our bodies, you know, we are us from beginning to end. The only
Definitely.
person who will be with you from beginning to end is yourself. And the only person as well you will talk to for your whole life from beginning to end is yourself in your head. So don't make that conversation negative. Don't allow yourself to not work on your goals. You've really got to think about it that way. And I know that sounds so dramatic and so deep, but it really is true. You need to take ownership. So I guess the final and biggest point is, do you deserve to be happy? And if you do, then go and chase it and go and get it done. So I guess it's remembering that, definitely.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And it's this whole like can't do mindset of like, I get all comments all the time and it's like, I wish I had your confidence. I could just never do that. And it's like, well, it
Yeah.
just happened overnight. Like, you have to make that choice, but it has to come from within you. And,
Yeah.
kind of going to this, I do want to ask you. So, like, obviously, for a lot of people who do make that leap of like, not maybe it is getting a coach or just starting like, those small habits and stuff. I know, like, for myself, a year ago, I stopped like drinking completely. And I did kind of see those effects of people being like, oh, like, come on, like, you're not going to drink like ever, like, what, and kind of asking me all these questions. Or if I was like out or at a party, like people would almost try to blame me for killing their mood because like, they're like, you're making me feel bad for drinking. And I'm like, hey, like, I don't care what you do, like this is
No.
not so stuff like that. And I think it even comes from if you're deciding to just like, sleep earlier, not stay out super late, or go to the gym or eat better, I think it can bring out like insecurities in other people. And I do want to ask you, what are your kind of tips for like coping with that as well? And just, maybe relieving some of those pressures that you can feel from the outside.
Yeah, I really relate to this, and I experienced this because I got into fitness at uni, obviously. So suddenly making time to go to the gym, thinking about my protein intake, a lot of people, especially at that age, are like, what are you doing? You're boring. And I hate that saying. And now, and I guess it's only because I have so much confidence in my journey now, this isn't necessarily a tip from day one, but I'm not going to swear because we're on a podcast, but it's like, I don't give an F what you think. I don't care because right now I'm so focused on myself. If you feel that way, that is clearly an insecurity that you have or a reflection of yourself. So I guess the first way of coping with it is understanding that no one's ever going to be fully happy. There's always going to be someone unhappy. Again, it's having that respect for yourself. But yeah, coping's a hard one. And I was having a conversation with my client about this actually a couple of weeks ago, because she said that her family don't really understand why she might not want to order dessert sometimes. Or she might not want to drink on a night out. And I think it's really important that you communicate with people because a lot of people won't understand why you're doing something unless you explain it to them. You know, especially with Instagram, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what the fitness industry is. You know, again, it's that idea of if you're into fitness, you are someone who doesn't have fun, you're always working out, you never have a day off, you've got to grind. We know now, especially from the podcast we're doing, is that is not what fitness has to be. Fitness looks like so many different things. So I guess it's sitting down and just saying, you know what though? Actually, since I've stopped drinking, my mental health's improved. I'm feeling so much more happy in myself. And personally, for me, you know, this is something that's really, really important. And a lot of the time, if they're someone who loves you and someone whose opinion is worth caring about, they will listen. But yeah, I guess it's putting yourself as a priority, which I think a lot of people really, really struggle with. But it is hard. And I think, I guess, questioning the people you're hanging around with as well. Not that that's a solid piece of advice, but for someone to think that you're boring because you're acting a certain way, it's selfish of them, you know, to think that. But I understand it is really, really hard. So I definitely think communication and just having respect for yourself and understanding that actually it doesn't matter whether they care or not, because I'm going to put myself as a priority and focus on what I truly need rather than what others need. But it's a hard one, isn't it? When people don't really understand why. And I think, I wonder whether you've ever related to it, you know, owning businesses or working so hard and having so many streams of work. If you're
Definitely.
unavailable to do something or unavailable to communicate with someone or whatever, so sometimes people can get a bit judgy and it's like, but I'm working on my future,
I know,
you
like
know?
people don't understand it. There's been so many times, like it'll be like a Friday night and everyone's like, oh well, we can stay up late, and I'm like, I have to work tomorrow. They're like, what do you mean you have to work? And it's like, I don't have days off. Like I work every single day, and then they're like, yeah, but like you're self-employed, you could just like not do it. And it's like, yeah, but that's not how I run things,
I mean, I can relate to that
like
massively. Like that,
it's not how I run things. But it definitely, like I think it has a lot more, I think, to do with the person. I think, it's been tough for me, even just like, so I'll bring all my meals to school. And as you said, like, a lot of people don't understand it. And I'm not even on like some like crazy meal plan or anything, but I always just find interesting how once you kind of start doing maybe the like right things for like a healthier lifestyle, that's when people start, kind of trying to bring you down. Which is
Definitely.
like, it's so weird, like, oh well, it's not cool, or like you're boring if you go to bed early. And it's like, I don't care at this point. I don't care, because it's like I'm
Honestly, I'm
going to
proud.
bed. Yeah,
I'm
like
like, get me in bed by 9.
I literally cannot stay up past 10, so I'm like, it's fine.
If
But
someone's like, let's go out and we'll meet at like 8:30, I'm like,
like,
half eight at night?
I'm
What
doing
do you mean starting the
my
night?
skincare routine at that time.
No, but the thing is as well is people have said to me before, you know, like, Laura, your life's for living. You know, why are you working so much? Why are you going to the gym? Just have a weekend off and live. And obviously I do have weekends off. I do, you know, and I don't work all the time. But for me, I'm like, but that's what I enjoy. That is my living. That
Exactly.
is literally like, you know, I'm not boring because actually right now, to be honest, I find at uni, obviously you're getting drunk every weekend or most days. And that was fun at the time, but I couldn't think of anything worse right
Oh
now.
yeah,
So
no,
it's kind of,
same.
yeah, it's like, I guess people don't understand that that is the thing that brings you happiness and fun, you know?
Exactly. Like I could not, like I could not even, there's nothing I would want less than like to go out drinking right now, and like I just turned 22 and I'm so over it, because it's just not where I'm like at in my life. And I find it so interesting, because I do think a lot of people have that mindset, not just with fitness, like we're going into like all of life, like work and everything. They have this mindset that it's like work is not something they enjoy, fitness is not something they enjoy, it's just things they have to do. And I think it's very hard for people who, come across like people like us who genuinely enjoy what we do, and we do it because we love it. And we're just like blessed that we can like also like monetize off of it in a way.
Of course.
But it is very like a, I don't know, I saw it the other day. I don't know if you know who Alex Hermazzi is, but he made a
I like music,
he made a post, and he was saying something about this. I don't know exactly what it said, but about how, a lot of people like work to be free or work to live. But it's such a, until you feel it and you're able to like live while you're working, you can't really relate to it. And I understand that, I do, because like I've worked, like shift jobs where like I was like, oh, like is the time already, like is the time
Literally,
over
you're
yet?
counting down the
Yeah,
time.
exactly.
And that's what people do. You know, we were saying it earlier on. It's like counting down to the weekend, living for the weekend. And you know, I'm not going to sit here and say to someone, if you're unhappy in your 9 to 5, you need to quit, you need to find a new job, or you need to be self-employed, because it's not as easy as that. But number one, sometimes that is a possibility. But also, if you are in a situation where you are not trapped, but you need to work this job for the second, there's no way you can change it, use your time outside of your job wisely. Like I said, you know, use your lunch breaks to go for a walk and listen to a podcast or go to the gym after work and live
Definitely.
outside of those times. So true. Like, just because you're in a situation which you might not love right now, so much more you could be doing, you know, and
Absolutely.
it's finding that lifestyle that you enjoy.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, we're so lucky to be able to monetize off something we love to do, but
Yeah.
there's so many other passions you can find out there. I think actually health and fitness in particular is one of the best hobbies you can have, really.
I agree,
Like,
because it's like
yeah.
I personally love going to the gym in the morning because I don't have the easiest time waking up in the morning. As I think also like I wake up really easily in the summer, but now like it's literally like it's just starting to get light out right now. So like, you
Yeah.
know, it's
Yeah.
when I wake up, it's completely pitch black, and that definitely affects me. But I find going to the gym first thing in the morning for me helps me because I don't need to be like fully awake to be hitting my
Yes.
workout. And then it
Yeah.
gives me like that hour to like wake up, and then I like grab a shower, and then I like get to my, you know, I get to school where maybe I'm like, you know, at this point in my life, I'm like dreading school every day right now. So when I get to school, it's like,
That's
okay,
fine.
I'm a little like, I'm a little more awake. I had my time in the morning
Yeah.
to, you know, like, and it's a bit of that relaxing time because I can like pop on a podcast and kind of do that multitasking. Or like sometimes I'll
Yeah.
even like put on a Netflix show like while I'm doing my workout
Yeah.
or like between my sets, like
Yeah.
scroll TikTok a little bit, right? So it's like, it is a
Yeah,
little bit of
definitely.
that leisure time as well. But then
Yeah.
it, and it goes back to what you were saying with like the 5 a.m. club, like doing that in the morning. I feel like my
Yeah.
day's already been so long. And
I know. It's like, my God, I've done loads. And
yeah,
it's
and
only, not even loads in terms of productivity, but loads in terms of loads for myself.
yeah, exactly.
I filled my cup
Yeah.
before my cup needs to be drunk by other people
Yeah.
at work. You know, it's kind of that
Exactly.
weird
Versus
analogy of
like
that. And
when I get up
yeah.
and just like jump right into school, like my brain's still like half asleep. So then I'm like, I can't even concentrate on
Yeah.
this right now. So it's, and but for some
Yeah.
people, like they, you know, if they work on the morning, then they're so tired the rest of the day. Whereas for me, it energizes me. So like you have to find like
Yeah.
what works for you.
Yeah. For some people, going after work is good
Yeah.
because they've had their busy, stressful day, and the gym
Unwind,
is kind of
kind
that
of.
pattern
Yeah.
interrupt. But even for me, you know, I think having downtime needs to be prioritized more. So for example, I used to very much be in that mindset of, I need to get up and I need to either go to the gym straight away or go on a walk or start work.
Yeah.
What I've been doing recently is, sounds silly, but just for like 20 minutes reading my book. You know, I wake up. I know not everyone will have this luxury because I am lucky in terms of I don't have to start at a certain time, although I do still start very early. But I will read in Fourth Wing, which is a great book. Well, Iron Flame, the second one. I'm reading that now, and it's like 20 minutes of just a fiction book,
Yeah.
which isn't productive in the sense of I'm le even learning anything,
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
just something nice, like that
Yeah, that
Netflix
you
show. And then,
enjoy, yeah.
yeah, and I've just done that little bit to myself, which enables me to then get up and feel so much better. So
Yeah.
I think people just need to start respecting themselves more. And I think respecting yourself can mean two very different things at the same time. Respecting yourself is pushing yourself, working harder, carving out that time to grind for a better
Yeah.
future, for a better self, casting those votes. But it can also mean respecting yourself in terms of downtime and listening to your body.
Yep.
And I think you can definitely get a balance. You do not have to be either one or the other.
Totally
You can
agree.
do both,
Yeah.
definitely.
And
So,
like with what you're
yeah.
saying, because you brought up reading, I think this is a good point to kind of end on here. Like I personally am not the biggest reader. Like I'm not. And I used to like make myself read, even if it was fiction, like I would just be like, okay, I should be reading like X amount, 20 minutes a day, right? But then it started to feel like a chore, and I'm like, I'm not even really
Yeah.
enjoying this. So it's like a lot of, you know, we might be going online seeing like, oh, I should be
Yeah.
doing this in my downtime and this, but it's like if you know, like it for
Yeah.
you enjoy it, so it is filling your cup, but for me it might not
Yeah.
do that, right? So it's like
You'd be
finding
like,
like,
oh, do I have to?
yeah, exactly, like can I do
Yeah.
something else? So like, you know, I think a lot
Yeah.
of it comes down to like comparison, just finding what actually works for you. And same with,
Yeah,
you know, a
definitely.
any influence in your close circle of people maybe judging you for your choice. Like if it works for you, it works for you, and you really have to like stick to that.
Yeah, definitely. I experienced the same type of thing when I was running a bit more in the spring. So in the UK, we're approaching spring again now. So I probably run a little bit more. But so many people, when they start running, they run because they think they should run
Yeah.
and they think they should do a 5K, right? So they will start running and they will look at their time straight away and they will say, I'm going to do 3K or 5K, or I need to focus on my pace. When I wanted to get into running last year, I said to myself, I'm not even going to wear my Apple Watch. I'm not going to time how long I'm out. I am just going to run.
I
Like, that
see.
might mean running around the corner and stopping, or it might mean going for a long run. And I tried to get into running a few times before. Weightlifting is my kind of forte, but I wanted to get into it a few times. And every time I would give up because it felt so high pressured. But
Right.
this time I did my first run and I couldn't tell you what that run was because I had no way of tracking it. And I had the best time because I just did it. And it was something I took that pressure off. So I think as well, like the whole conversation we've had is if you want to do any of these things, it's just do them in a way you enjoy. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Just don't, yeah, it's not deep. Just
Yeah.
do what's good for you. Yeah. Basically, that's the
Absolutely.
conclusion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just do what makes you happy.
Exactly. No, and thank you, Laura, so much for coming on Loud Talk today. I mean, I love our
Lovely.
conversations anytime. I feel like we could just like go back and forth for so long, but I think we touched on a lot of the things that we've been not only working on for me the past like what has it been like two
Or,
months. Yeah.
yeah, 2, 3 months, I
Three
think now,
months,
maybe a
yeah.
bit longer.
But also just like the conversations that we've had and kind of tying in some of those pieces. I'll have all of Laura's socials down below in the description of this episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, let me know what you enjoyed and what you maybe got out of this podcast. Or maybe, you know, if you have any opinions that you'd like to touch on with the topics we brought up. But thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk. I
Yeah.
love talking to you. Like
Yeah. So
you do that
I know
all
I
the
could talk to
time.
you all
Yeah.
day. So thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, this was awesome. To anyone listening, make sure to rate this podcast a 5-star on Apple or Spotify, and then also go subscribe to the Loud Talk YouTube channel so you can see the video version every single week, Sundays, 7 a.m. MST. That is it. Thank you everyone for getting loud with me today. Remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk Flabby. Bye everyone.